Simin Shin Tezayin Tevav through Tef Be'ezer Hashem. The Mechaber says in Tevav, Yoshav Echad al Pesach Umilo, the din of the Mishnah, Yochal Hashini Lisha B'tzidim. Kini Maman Arishin, V'halach Lai Hashini Potter Mutter. V'arishin Chayim. This is one of the cases that's Potter Mutter. Once the first person sits down in the doorway, then the second person, the Chatchila, is allowed to sit in the doorway. And even if the first person gets up, the second person is still allowed to remain there. We saw the Tosfos Yontif's question about Avraham's Teretz and the Machlokes Ledina which comes out of it. And that is, Frek the Tosfos Yontif, L'chor, how's it shaykh for the first person to move away from the doorway without the second person leaving an opening for him to get out? And once he left the opening for him to get out, the first person to get out, then he's leaving an opening automatically for the deer to get out. If that's the case, when he sits back down in the doorway and closes, seals off the doorway, kum tais lachur, he already did imaisa tzeinu. Enfret alach renim kumat ruben kikulam. Everybody in the Mishnayos, in the back, there are Shash and others, in the back of the Gemara, Agoyzi Chadushim, kumat, all of them, Tosfos Yontif included, give different terutzim of how it's shayach and possibilities of showing you how it's shayach to for him to move away and allow the second person to get out, the first person to get out, without being over on imaisa tzeinu. However, the Magen Avraham dings it off the Asim Kasha. Zok there, it's a toys. Even if the first person would move away, the second person would move away to allow the first person to get out, once it's already nitzayed, it's not shaykh to do another Maisa Tzeinu. And Mameila, lechatchila, it's mutter for the second person to move back into place, even if he would have left enough room for the deer to get out. Now, the shayla is what's the pshat? L'chura, agam that we found, sounds like almost, once it's already nitzered, it's not shaykh on the tzeinu. Ein tzeinu achar tzeinu. So now, even though but there are two malachas that we found, ein malacha achar malacha, ein bishul achar bishul, ve'ein teichen achar teichen, kuli alma moidu pashtis, that kol kama that it's nisbatal the original ma'isa malacha, that it is shaykh. Zichr by bishul, nisbatal the ma'isa bishul, it is shaykh. And the pashtis is by alach shen istanin, if it isn't shaykh, it's because we understand that it wasn't nisbatal the ma'isa bishul, then, like the Ran says, Joshua Saran. And by Teichon also, we found the Kokama that it's in Zbatal and Gansen, the Pashtas Mashmois is that in a Hanami, it is Shaykh Tchino again. So why over here, Lechur by Tzedo, if we understand that when a deer walks into a house and it's surrounded by four walls and there's a door open, nevertheless, there's an Isser to trap it, there's an Isser to close the door, Ebaze, once you open the door and Lechur it's Pokad Hashem Tzedo, what Heter possibly could it be to close the door again? So, some of the Bnei Chorbor were Matayim, that Chelkas Yoyev, the Dirshim Mishabur, I think is Matayim, the Chelkas Yoyev says Pshat in the Magen Avraham, that in Echram, the Magen Avraham only said his din in its ear where the person that's closing the door, what's the Raya of the Magen Avraham? Does the Magen Avraham have a Raya for that some din? Because, Puk Chazim Ayam Adabar, everybody has chickens in their house. And nobody stares at going to shul and Shabbos just because chickens in his house. I want you to have to be chayshah that when you open up the door, that you're being mafkir at tzeidah, and once you close the door again, then you do another ma'aseh tzeidah. Vayis says it's not a problem b'chol. Says the Chalkas Yoyev, Zichron the Magen Avraham only meant his din in a case where it wasn't poka the shem tzeidah, where the Magen Avraham katana that there is no afka shem tzeidah. The hainu in a case where the first person, where the person that's opening the door, could close it before the animal could get out the door. So if you have the deer is sitting on the couch and he's reading a paper and you open up the door, it's going to take him 3 seconds to get from the couch to the door, and you can open and close the door within those 3 seconds, the memela was never pocket the shem tzeidah. Dehainu, zikr, the first time when you walk up to the door and you see that there's a deer inside your house and the door is open and your hand is on the door and you have the yecholus to close the door before the deer can get to your house, it's pashut that you're not going to be over even though you have the yecholus to do ma'aseh tzeidah. Why? Because a ma'aseh tzeidah was never done. You haven't done anything yet. The deer is in the house, your hand is on the door, but there was never a ma'aseh tzeidah that's done. Once the ma'aseh tzeidah was done, you slammed that door closed, so now you have a ma'aseh tzeidah. The shaila is, when you open up the door, are you being mafkir a ma'aseh tzeidah or not? On that side is the Magen Avraham, no. Kokama, that you have the yecholus to close the door before the animal could get to the door, then you haven't been mafkir a ma'aseh tzeidah. And what's up the tzeidah yontif? Udi imay. The chur everybody holds that in a chanami, kokama that you open up the door, then you have been mafkir the shem tzeidah. The animal can get out. The only reason the animal is not going to get out is because you're going to close the door. So once you close the door, that's another ma'aseh tzeidah. You're right that you could close the door before he's going to get to the door.
Just say the Ma'aseh Tzedo.
If you're going to go ahead and do that, it's not that you haven't been mafkiyah the Ma'aseh Tzedo. You zichru mafkiyah the Ma'aseh Tzedo. You have the yichus to go ahead and do another Ma'aseh Tzedo. To go ahead and close the doors, another Ma'aseh Tzedo. Now, just a ha'ara on the Etzem Shana of the Magen Avraham. L'chura, it's a chiddush gadol without the Magen Avraham. First of all, the Magen Avraham was seisim in Gansen, this he said, and he should have told you that it's only dafka when you're in the zone of the door. And if you walk away, then it's not true. And he doesn't mention anything that the Tarna Gerilim are not right by the door. He doesn't give you that. Not only that, the Tesefta doesn't say anything. There's a Tesefta which is Lahedya. All the Achorin bring down sounds Lahedya, like the Tesis Yantif. And also the Tesis Yantif doesn't say the Chakas Yev is in the Siachas to the Tesefta. He also makes an Ukimdom to the Tesefta, that's what it's talking about. But it's even more than that. Why? Because the Magen Avraham says, oh, you sorry, the Magen Avraham says, L'chura, according to what I said, that once you open up the, once it was already nitzarid, you let it open the door and close it, we have a much better chiddush in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah talk about a case where the second guy sat down before the first guy left? The first guy sat down, the second guy sat down, and then the first guy left. So you much bigger chiddush. The first guy sat down, did a ma'aseh tzedo, then he left. And then the second guy came back. The second guy came and sat down. If you're telling me that once it was already nitzarid, then it's not shaykh another tzedo, so then even if the first guy leaves before the second guy comes, and the second guy comes and sits down, also it should be potter or mutter, because he didn't do any ma'aseh tzedo. Says the Magen Avraham, in the Chanam, we could have said that. It's just not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. You're not doing anything more than the first guy. The first guy already did ma'aseh tzedo, you're not being ma'aseh of anything. The Ran said a bigger chiddush, that even though you're being ma'aseh at tzedo, dahainu, you're being ma'aseh in the shmirah, like Taisa says, the first guy sits down, the second guy is moisif in the shmir, is doing more than the first guy did. Nevertheless, that's mutter. But if you're doing just as much as the first guy, so what did you do more than the first guy? And the first guy is already moisif tzedah, so what did you do? Now, kum tais l'chur, his only question, according to this, the whole, according to the Chalkis Yerz chat in the Magen Avraham, his whole question was that the Mishnah should have said a case where the first guy left and the second guy came within 3 seconds that he could have closed the door. But it's more than that, alumdus. Who told you that the second guy's closing the door on the first guy, the Hemshech of the Ma'aseh Tzedo. Once the first guy leaves, the first guy opens the door, then somebody else comes in and he steps in and he can close the door, that's the Hemshech of the original Ma'aseh Tzedo? Or that's a new Ma'aseh Tzedo from somebody else? In the case where the first guy sat down and the second guy is sitting there, and the first guy gets up and the second guy was there the whole time. So the second guy was there the entire time. So you could say that's a Hemshech of his Ma'aseh Tzedo that he sat down. But where the first guy got up, and the second guy is coming in from out of town, and he's coming and sitting down, who told you that's the hemshich of the original guy? Ma'aseh tzedo. L'chur it's a chiddush in the Magen Avraham. L'maisa, the la'alacha, Rav Reuben Gekulin of the Achreinim, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, la'alacha, is like the Tesis Yantif, not like the Magen Avraham. And in a Chanami, once you open up the door, then you've been mafkiyah the ma'aseh tzedo, and to close it again would be another ma'aseh tzedo, possibly midaraisa. The shaila is, Eva's day, what is somebody supposed to do? Somebody throws an animal, what's he supposed to do? How's he supposed to go to Shul Shabbos? So the truth is that the Bi'ur Halacha has already misyachas to this. It says in the Chanami, Be'emes yefshir lizor v'zeh klal, al-kein kidei linotzo mechil Shabbos, roi lizor k'shekoin eif mechadosh k'idem ha-Shabbos, v'abayis kotzer demotzal yibachad shchiyo, yekosher etzal yad achar Shabbos. There's no itza. You have an animal which is shaykh tzedo and it's in your house, tie it to the bedpost before. Maybe that's why they tied it to the bedpost. Huh? Shabbos ago. It shouldn't be a ma'aseh tzedo. Tie it to the. It's a behemoth. It's not shaykh. We'll leave it for later. My horror is also has to stay for later. The Ebaze, Lachara Enechanami, somebody that has a new animal that it's not shaykh, that it's shaykh amaisa tzedo midaraisa, Zakta Mishnah Berurah, you have to tie it up the entire Shabbos. However, there's a big but. Lalach lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Bar Lacha points out, that the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham says, I have a raya to my din. What's the raya? Because everybody opens the doors, even though they have chickens in the house. Says the Prima Gadim, what type of raya is that? First of all, according to the Mechaber, somebody that has a chicken in his house, if the chicken leaves and comes back at night, then it's motir lechatchila. There's no ma'aseh tzedo b'chal. So for the Mechaber, zichir on varaya. Even according to the Ramah that holds that there's issa derabanan when you have a chicken which is going to leave and come back at night, opening a door and closing a door, they weren't crazy in such a case. They didn't say that you can't leave your house in Shabbos when the Isser Derabbanan that they were goizer by these type of animals that are bola based on Be'erev, they weren't goizer in a case where of opening and closing it. Ki agam nele gozru. Says the Bir Alacha, not only that, ki agam nele gozru, also by a regular animal which doesn't come back at night. If it's a bayis gadol, if it's a big house, so you have a new chicken that you bought, a new bird that you bought in Erev Shabbos, and you have a big house, which the standard house, pashtes lechera, is manenu, the standard house, especially if the doors are open from the room to room, is considered a bayis gadol. And memela, there's no problem of opening and closing the door because only a tzedek derabbanan ki yegavna ligozer. Sometimes it's not so practical lamaisa for there to be a problem. Why? Because either the animal is the type of animal which comes back at night, even if it's not the type of animal which comes back at night, not only that, it could be that it's even better. There are certain types of animals, a domesticated, totally domesticated, like a pet. A dog that's totally mishabed himself, machni himself to his master, then I saw Rabbi Ribi added a sefer, there's others that also say the same yisoid, that I think Rabbi Falk says it in a sefer, that if he's mishabed, if he machni himself legamri to his master, you call him when he's outside and he comes running to the house, then it's bechlal, spaka, maisa teda bechlal. It's not shaykh teda bechlal. And therefore, it has the same thing as a parvasus. So if you have that type of dog, you have that type of cat, which is machni yourself in gansen, then I think he's mechadish, that it applies even to everybody. The same way, other pashtas is not shaykh tzedo bechlal by such an animal. Therefore, such a dog, there's no problem to open and close the door, because it's not shaykh tzedo. Even if it's the type of animal which leaves during the day and comes back at night, since it's only asim yidarabanan, it's also not shaykh tzedo. And even if we're talking about the type of animal, like a bird or something like that, tibrojor, or something which is going to fly out, it's not going to come back at night, and he's never going to come back. Nevertheless, if he's in your house, and your house is a bayis gadol, then also opening the door is still not a problem, because it's a bayis gadol, it's not a tzedah d'araisa, it's not tzedah rabbanon, ki agavno, lo yigozer. Even with all this, if you have such a problem, for example, you have a bird in a birdcage, and he's not going to ever fly back in his birdcage. So if you open it, he's going to fly out, and you want to get back in the birdcage, he's going to be there. So if you open it and close it right away, then L'chor Pasha says, you've been over on his tzedo. What do you do in such a case? So in such a case, what you could do is you could close the opening. If a lot of times you have to open the cage to be able to give the animal, the bird, food. You can't stick it through the mesh, the wire, whatever it is. So, or a chicken coop, these type of things. So the eitzah that's given is Shmir Shabbos. The Chassid talks about it in the Sefer Chof. Chofei Chof Zayin, can do money. That the way to do it is when you open up the door, you should Chof Zayin Lamerches. Sorry, Chof Zayin Lamerches. He says that when you open up the door to your coop, block the entranceway with your body. And when you block the entranceway with your body, then you never left an opening for the animal to get out. So block the entire entranceway and then close the door behind you. Therefore, there's no problem of Tzedah Bechlal. Now, interesting, two interesting ha'aris that Rav Shlomo Zalman says in that, with regard to the halacha, he says, first of all, with regard to this din of the Magen Avraham that says Yantiv, that opening up the door is a problem, even though it was already nitzed once, he wants at a time, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants at a time, that I can say that if the deer is sleeping, or he's preoccupied, and he's facing another direction, then to open up the door is not a problem, because he was never margish that he's free, and therefore was never really pocket Hashem Tzedos. Therefore, if he's, it seems the Shmir Shabbos Kachos himself is mechalik between the case of sleeping and not sleeping. But if he's sleeping, certainly in a case where he's sleeping, then he's not margish bechlal, then it was never pocket Hashem Tzedo, and there's no problem to open and close the door. Kum Tais, that, especially if you're going to go like the Chalkes Yoev, we already narrowed down our mechalikas in the Taisis Yantiv and the Magen Avraham to quite an amount. Because any time that the animal is sleeping, so then in a chalam, there's no problem to open and close the door. Elamais, where's the mechalikas? The mechalikas is when the animal's up, and you could close the door before he could get out the door, what's the din in that case? If you can't close the door before you can get out, even the Magen Avraham is going to say it's also, according to the Chalkes Yoev. Elamite, the whole machlekes, according to this, is in a case where he's by the door, he has his hand on his foot, he's ready to dart, and you could open and close the door real quickly. So in that case, he sees the door open, he knows that he's free, but you could close it in time before he's going to get to the door, according to Magen Avraham, it's mutter, according to the Tzantiv, it's also. Now, l'chor mitzvah takat shimi that way. Even according to the Tzitzis Yontif, kol kama that he's sleeping, then he really was never pocket the Shem Tzedo. Pocket the Shem Tzedo means that he has the yichilis to leave. If he doesn't have the yichilis to leave, then it's not pocket the Shem Tzedo. If he's on the second floor and the door is open, then and he's margish, he also has the yichilis to leave. Even though the mindset is going to take him 5 minutes till he gets downstairs. It doesn't make a difference. He has the yichelis to leave. You can say it's pachas Hashem tida. If he doesn't have the yichelis because he's sleeping or whatever it is, even if you're going to touch him, he's going to wake up. Of vidul rebuyi. But in this matzav, he doesn't have the yichelis to leave. Then in Hanami, it's not considered pachas Hashem tida when you open the door. That's one akuda that Rosh Hashanah says. The second akuda Rosh Hashanah says is this: a few of the Olam asked, and that is, what happens if a person is standing in the doorway? I open the chicken coop and I stand in the door of the chicken coop. If the birds would come, they'd be able to get through my legs, they'd be able to get on the side, and they'd be able to move. But they're not going to come because they're scared of me. What's the din in that case? A chick, very common. Cats here in Eretz Israel, they're scared of people, they're not going to come to you. However, you'll get them in a room. They're not going to, like what happened to my neighbor, they got him in a room, they rather jumped out the window, 8 flights. It did not have 9 lives, or it was up to number 9. Kids are. Yes, he landed in my gina. But he went out the window instead of coming to the door. So l'chora, in that case, is that a ma'aseh tzedakah? He has the yicharis to get out, but the only reason why he's not getting out is because he's scared to come out. He's scared because of you. Is that a ma'aseh tzedakah or not? So Rosh Hashanah is mitzad, and in Hanami, that's considered ma'aseh tzedakah, which would be also a kula, that if you open up the door and you're standing there, then you were never mafkiyah the shem tzedakah because he's too scared to come out. However, he says, yesh la'im b'zatuva. Why? Because what's going to happen? He's not going to come to the door. So you got him. You have him. You don't really have him. You have to get him b'chatshchiyah. So somebody's going to have to chase after him. Either you're going to chase after him, then you're going to move away from the doorway. Elamai, you'll stand the door and somebody else will chase after them. What happens if you chase after him? He's going to dart through your legs. That's what's going to happen with an animal. You're going to chase after that cat. If there's no window open, then he's going to try his best to get out, and he's going to fly through your legs. So, Adavar Tzarech Hechra, says Rosh Hashanah, Nishlein, in such a case, whether or not that's considered Ma'aseh Tzedakah. Therefore, the best possible eifin is to block the door totally, open the door just a little bit, enough to squeeze yourself in, that you're blocking the door, and you don't have the yichelis to let them out, and then close the door behind you. That's with somebody that owns a pet of some sort. We go to Yisodos for Shabbos. This is all with regard to trapping. What's the story with letting an animal free? So we saw, Leilam saw, I think, the Markevus HaMishnah. Markevus HaMishnah is Machadish, that there's an Isser to send an animal free on Shabbos. It's not Asa Midaraisa, it's Asa Midarabanan. He says, why is it Asa Midaraisa? Loibo mefarek michal minin ha-malachos v'shem dekol moleches heder choshem makalkal. Any negative is always considered makalkal. Therefore, letting something go free is really a negative, is a shlili, is a heder. And the main list is makalkal, something which is makalkal. We don't have any makalkals. We have moichet, we have Soyser, we have Mechaber. Those are only Almanas. Those are always Almanas Asakin. Mechaber, Almanas to be Masakin, or Korea, Almanas Mitzvah, Soyser, Almanas Livnois, Moichik, Almanas Lichtoy. They're always Almanas Asakin, therefore they're not considered Makalkal. But something which is a straight Makalkal is the problem. It really says you never have an Almanas Asakin, a Mefarik Almanas Asakin. I wasn't sure exactly why. Let's say you set a Mekevas Mishnah. Let's say you set a trap, and a cow falls in the trap. I don't need a cow, I have 50 cows, I want to get a deer. So, but there's no room for a deer now because the cow fed in the trap. So I let the cow go free so that the deer could come inside. That's not my fire coming out, not but can you read that? That's the Merkavah's mission says we don't have my fire coming out, we don't have our masakim. Therefore, it's always a makalkal. It's always a makalkal. Therefore, it's not considered one of the lamas. Now, like the earlum was matmiya, many of the earlum. That's tamua. The reason why it's not in the lamas malachas is because it wasn't in the Mishnah, not because it's in makalkal. All the ones that were in all the moichiks and the soysers and everything, all those were in the Mishkan. Therefore, we could say, in a chanami, we're only going to reckon them if they're also a tikkun. But something which is not in the Mishkan, then the chura and a chanami, that's not in the parasha b'chlal. Who said that should be considered a malacha in the first place? However, if we would go like this, Markevus HaMishnah, then I saw the Shevet Levi is also more in the same kudo, Markevus HaMishnah. If we go like this, Markevus HaMishnah, we have a teretz for Bishlam Zalman. When we learn Seveya, we saw that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that if a woman wants to take off her makeup on Shabbos, it's a problem of Moichik. And Rav Neuvert, in his Sefer and Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, but more in his Sefer Oil Sara on Hilchas Nida, is Matmiya. He says, where did you get this from? We know that Koisev has a Moichik. We never found that Tzeveya has a Moichik. Tzeveya, the flip side of Tzeveya and Koisev are two different Malachas. Not the same Malacha. And we found that there's Koisev and Moichik. We never found that there's Tzeveya and Moichik. Where did you get it? There's another Malacha. So Lachur, according to Makavis Mishnah and Hanami, every heder is going to be a Maisa Malacha. And Pashas over here could be even a Tikkun. You could have a Moichik of a Tzeveya, which is Amanasa Tzachim. Chur would have a Teretz. But Ken Zayin Agav, the member of Mizgur, Ken Zayin, can we mention then? Ken Zayin Rishlam Zalman is coming from, I don't think he has a Pshat Rishlam Zalman. Ken Zayin Rishlam Zalman is coming from that the Rambam says that somebody, a woman that is put churl by her naim, she puts a liner by her eyes, your chayv, the way that he learns the Gemara, is that not that your chayv al tzeveya, but rather your chayv al tzkesef. So according to that, then getting rid of that eyeliner would be moichik. And Melech ends on the learns that all tzeveya has a chashash of kesef, and therefore getting rid of it would be a problem of moichik. Either way, halach lamayis, we do not pass in that way. And we pass like the Mishnah Berurah, who says from the Magen Avraham B'Shem, the Rav Magid, that there is no Isser of Mefarek on Shabbos, and therefore you let an animal go free. The only thing you have to be careful about is Muktzah, because very often when you want to let an animal free, if you could just move the mesh or whatever it is, the wire or whatever it is that he's stuck in, so in a Hanami, maybe it's not a problem of Muktzah, but you have to actually pull out the animal, then you're getting to Shal of Muktzah. The Shal is, if it's Tar Bala Chaim, then maybe we have a Heter. That, we saw B'negeta Chos Muktzah, that's Simin Shin Hei Sifu Tes, an animal that falls into the water. So you're allowed to be mavatal aklima yechani. You're allowed to throw pillows into the water that should be able to step up. I'll start by the chayim. You're allowed to be mavatal aklima yechani. Mavatal aklima yechani is only din derabanan. So take a pillow and get it sopping wet. And you're not going to be able to use that on Shabbos anymore. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to throw it into the water so the animal should step onto it and be able to come out. I'll start by the chayim, the wrong gazer. The shayla is, if that's the case, machari should be able to, if that is not enough, you should be able to heave the animal out of the water. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you tell me that Tzar Bale Chaim is the Raisa, Amukta is the Rabbanan, so too. If you need to heave the animal out, you pull the animal out of the water, you should be allowed to. However, the Rambam says, Lahedya, not that way. Magen Avraham quotes it, La'alacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down. And after he brings it down, he says, however, those that say not that way, that's the Shulchan Aruch says, Motor. He says, L'chatkila, the best thing to do is to call a guy. That's the best oifen. However, certainly, I saw Rafalk, I think I saw Shulchan Aruch Kohn also, maybe his next like this, that if there's a Shaila of a Hefzid woman, then in a chanami, certainly, together with the Tzar Bale Chaim, can be made called Alsa Yisr Mukta. Now, according to this, one of our questions was, is there any problem to open up the dumpster when you have the cats inside? No, there's no problem to open up the dumpster when the cat's inside, because freeing an animal is not a problem. Kenzen was never nitzin while it was inside beforehand. That was one of the questions we didn't done. Are you allowed to close it when the cat's inside? The pashta says, l'chor, you are allowed to close it. Why? It's like a teva gedolah. It's a teva gedolah, and therefore yesh lahem. A cat maybe is b'mina nitzrin. What? It's to put it in. No, if it depends what your kavana was. Over here, you're not trying to trap it. You're just trying to throw your garbage in and close the thing on top of it that shouldn't smell. So if you have one of these big green dumpsters, you're closing it just to close it to after you threw your garbage in, but you're not trying to trap the animal inside. Then maybe it has a din of a. The question is the cat l'chor, a cat could be b'mina nitzrin. So you'd only have one derabanan over here. Maybe it wouldn't be mutter al tzikresha. Tzikresha. You're letting it go. You're letting it go. L'chor, that's a shayla of a tzeda. If it's aim b'mina nitzrin, then you have two derabanan tzikresha l'nichale. You don't care about it. L'chor, it should be mutter. If it's considered b'mina nitzrin, and you only have one derabanan, then Ken Zayin is telling the machlekes of the tour and the bala truma, because the pashta says that as soon as you open that dumpster a little bit, that cat is going to shoot out like a cannon. There's no way that you're catching it, even though he's big and you're standing right there. So Ken Zayin, that it's not considered right to say the bichlal in such a case where you have no kavano, yesh lain, if you have to be choishish for such a thing. What happens if you do a ma'aseh tzedakah on Shabbos? Be'isser. Do you have to go be'isser be'heter? Do you have to go let the animal free? So we saw the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says, in a case where you did it b'meizid, then in a chanami zecher, you have to let the animal go free. If you sat down b'meizid, you have a deer in your house, and you sat down on the door in the doorway, and you trapped it, and then you have chata afterwards, do we say ma'aseh have and you're ready, you're over it? Like a guy did burr, you have to throw it back inside afterwards? If a guy... Then you should be my arm back inside. That's really the challenge over here. Once you did the ma'aseh tzedakah, my davav, you shouldn't have to get up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's pashat to the Be'er Halacha that you have to get up. You're not allowed to be nene from the malacha, from the tzedakah, so therefore you have to get up. So you shouldn't be nene from having a tzvi nitzer in your house. If you didn't do ma'aseh aver b'chlal, for example, a case where you didn't know b'chlal that there's a tzvi inside your house and you closed the door, that's mesasik, mavur in the rishonim, that you didn't do anything wrong, and therefore you do not have to get up. The shaila is, what happens when you did a b'shogeg? You sat down b'shogeg. You didn't realize that sitting in the doorway is usher on Shabbos when you have a tree inside your house. What's halacha in that case? We'll get to that in a second. Says the Bir Halacha, that when you sat down b'shogeg, you didn't realize that it's usher to sit in the doorway, then he's mistapik, and he brings a raya from the Rashba. He says, the Rashba says that when you close the door, and since you weren't over on an Isser D'Oraisa, therefore there's no reason to go ahead and open up the door. Mashmois is that if you were over on an Isser D'Oraisa, then in a Chanami, you do have a chiyuv to go open up the door. So b'shogeg on an Isser D'Oraisa, you would have a chiyuv to go ahead and open up the door, because the Maaser were over on an Isser Tzeda. Now it's not exactly clear, like some of the Ilum was more here, that now that it was over in Isser D'Oraisa, why do I have to get up? What did I do wrong? I'm now to be nene from it, the Seder. What's the halacha if somebody did a ma'isa malach on Shabbos b'shegig? He can't be nene until after Shabbos. But after Shabbos, he could be nene. So what? I won't be nene until after Shabbos. Why do I have to get up now? I won't be nene from the animal till after Shabbos. Unless that's considered being nene. So I saw Rav Falk says something interesting. He's not being misyach to this, but maybe we could answer according to this. Rav Falk in his contrast is not printed in the Sefer yet. But he says, he's mechalik between the case of the Mishnah Berurah where you sat down in the doorway, b'shogeg. In such a case, you have to get up if you did a b'shogeg. However, if you close the door, and you didn't realize that closing the door is asr to do when you have a deer inside your house, then somebody told you, oh, you're not allowed to do that. You don't have to open up the door. If you sat down in the doorway and you're sitting there, you have to get up. But if you close the door, b'shogeg, then you don't have to open up the door. So some of the appears. What's the difference between the two cases? He doesn't divide, it's not printed, so he doesn't have Makaris in the bottom. The new safety has Makaris in the bottom. So the Chur Zichr, there is a Chalik between the two cases. One case, you're still sitting there, and Memele, your body's blocking it. And one place, you just did one Ma'at of closing the door, and therefore, and it's finished. Ma'at Havavit. The Shah is fine, it is a Chalik. Why is that Machalik? Why is that a mechalik klapi the malacha? At the end of the day, you did a ma'isa malacha b'tzeda. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says that when you sit down and you're sitting, it was the ma'isa b'tzeda is only when you sat down. After that, it's ma'isa havahave. It's never chayza from that lachar. So mamela, sitting down is like closing a door. What's the difference? Once you sat down, it's ready. The malacha is finished. And the Bir Halacha says, in such a case, you have to get up. So why do you have to open up the door? The mashmoris is he's understanding that when you're sitting there and your body is preventing the animal continuously, every second that you're sitting there, your body is the one that's preventing the animal from coming out. So it's ki'ilu or mitsyachis, a continuation of the ma'isa tzeda to you. Where you close the door, that's it, the door, it's finished. We're not being mitsyachis to you. You're right, you did the original thing. We're not being mitsyachis, a hemshech of the ma'isa tzeda to you, b'chlal. Memela, if that's the case, then you could understand maybe why you'd have to get up. If you sat down and you're sitting in front of the door, and you're continuing the ma'is of tzedah to a certain extent, on the rabbanical level, on the rabbanical level, we're not going to say that. It might have a have, but we still see by you sitting there to be continuing the ma'is of tzedah, then there's a knas the rabbanan, you have to get up, you shouldn't be mamshal on the ma'is of tzedah. The only horror is, so the Megillah Sefer says, if you look inside the Rashba Lehedya, the Rashba, the Mishnah Berurah brings the raya from the Rashba. The Rashba Lehedya is talking about a case of closing a door, not sitting in front of the door. When the Rashba says that you don't have to open up the door because he didn't do a ma'is of tzedah, he's not talking about a case where you sat down. It's talking about a case where you closed the door. So the place where the Bir Halacha is bringing the raya from is not talking about sitting. It's talking about closing the door. So the same halacha applies even by closing the door. The lachur, you'd have to open it. That's only when you did a ma'isa malacha. Kumtai said, if you did an Isser D'Oraisa, then there's a chiyuv to get up and out the ma'isa tzeda. Kumtai, we had a shayla. What happens if there's a spider crawling around your house? And everybody scampers up onto the counters on top of the refrigerator. And they swear they're not coming down until you get rid of that spider from your house. So you caught the spider, you put a cup over the spider. And then you realize, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have put the cup over the spider. Do you have to pick up the cup or not? So first of all, yesh lo adam maklal, whether or not it's shayach tzeda by a spider. I was nizadam liyodi this morning during first seder, a small little spider on the wall. Zichr, it has the same din, according to Rishlam Zalman, as an ant. Such an animal like that, he can move fast, but he can move as fast as an ant moves. And there's no way that he can get away from me. The same way that Rishlam Zalman says that by an ant, it's not Shayach Tzeda. By such a spider, it's not Shayach Tzeda. There are big spiders that move very fast. And those in a Hanami, the Chur, would be Shatina. But even there, even if you didn't mind to say that the Pashtus is L'Chura, that they're in B'min and Yitzir, so you're never going to have an Yitzir D'Oraisa. Ken Zayin, the guy was Mechavan over here, so he did it B'mezid, but he did a mezid of in B'min and Yitzir, and over here it's also Malach Hashem Yitzir L'Gufo. Zichr over here, your Kavanah is not to trap it that you should have it. Your Kavanah is to trap it that your all your kids should come down to, from the refrigerator. Ebelzeh L'Chura, it doesn't pass the whole Svara of Chazal gave you Knas, you shouldn't be Nenner from the Maisa Tzedo, that you have to let the animal go free, because over here, I don't want the animal. You shouldn't be netted from the animal. I'm not being netted from it at all, b'chlal. It doesn't pass a makam b'chlal for the gzeiro, for even if you would say that it would pass, that it would be, we find that there is such a thing when you're over on Issa d'Oraisa to let it go free. L'chur over here, Yesh L'ayin, we're handling two darabanans, Amalach Hashem Yitzir L'gufa, on a davar she'im b'min u'nitzar, and you have no reason to have it trapped. Yesh L'ayin, if there's any tzad b'chlal to pick it up, L'chur, the pashas should be that there is no tzad whatsoever that you'd have to pick it up. Nenner from the mice and say them? The kids are coming down from the fridge. But that's not from the malacha. You're not being nenner from the malacha. It's malacha inzir lagufa. You're being nenner that now what you did, you have a zaitig thing. But that's not hanah from the malacha. So you want to say that I have to let go, so I shouldn't be nenner from the malacha. That's not from the malacha. Ken zai not. Especially by the Raisa. Yesh line. Bechlal, it's only the Rabban in this case. And Bechlal, we always have Rosh Lama Zalman, we always have Rabbi Yashiv to be Mekel. According to Rabbi Yashiv, L'chura, it's a Shvus to Shvus, Mokum Tar. If you have Rosh Lama Zalman, he was Dak in this case, I just want to be mad that even though Rabbi Yashiv was Mekel, according to the Sefer Asri Ish, he was only Mekel and of Mokum to Tsar, say that when you're scared of something, that's considered Tsar, when there was two Darabbanim. Generally, we make a makom tzar by one darabanan, by a snake, or these things, by a mosquito which is biting somebody, even though it's only one, you want to grab it. There's in b'min u'nitzar. By a nochash, or an akrov. There, we matter by makom tzar, or hezik, l'chol ha'pachas, even though there's only one darabanan, makom tzar l'gufa. Here, he said that the makom tzar is in the case of in b'min u'nitzar, and it's makom tzar l'gufa, but makom tzar, that they're very scared, and a chanami, that would be mutter. So according to Rabbi Yashar B'chlal, you have a heter in any case. Zikr, according to somebody that it's mutal lechatchila, zikr, you're not going to have to get rid of it b'diavad. And we'll see in a minute that according to the Rambam also, ken zayin, it's mutal lechatchila to go ahead and put on the cup on top of the spider. Even Rabbi Shaykh, say the by the spider. Sif zayin. Hatzon achosh m'shamas, shar m'shim, r'mosim, hamazikin, ilu r'fu achayiv, b'shvil shli nashchenu, this is really the Mishnah, a Mishnah in Idiot, that says that Atzad Nechashim L'Rafu is Chayiv, but for any other reason, Shlei Shechenu is Potter, and we understand that Potter is Potter Mutter. Now, the Shaila is, what does the Rambam do with this halacha? And that is, because the Rambam Paskins, the Pashtus of the Gemara is, on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, that which we say that to be Tzad Nochosh Shlei Shechenu is Potter Mutter, is Dask if you hold Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa is Mutter Midaraisa, is Potter Midaraisa, since it's only Asr Midarabanan, therefore B'mokim Hezik Loi Gazer Rabanan. Now the Rambam Paskin, not that way, the Rambam Paskin that Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa is Chayef Ebozei Nofle Yisrei Nofle Bini, you don't have any Hezer. It's only because since we're starting off with the Darabanan, catching this snake is on Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa, it's only Darabanan, but Mokam Ezek, like Gozer. Ebaze, in such a case, if you hold the Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Chayiv, then it's not up to Darabanan anymore, on in their eyes. So the truth is, Loyal Rambam Tzun Eseinu, Kiyim Al Shmuel. Shmuel Alein says this halacha. Shmuel says, on Daf Kuf Zayin Amun Aleph, that Tzad Nochash is Potter Mutter, Shlei Shechen is Potter Mutter, and on Daf Gimel Amun Aleph, Shmuel says that Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Chayiv. It's a stir Menei Obein Shmuel. So Rishonim mm-hmm. Etzakash, Rabbeinu Tam, Taisa says Etzakash and Dav Gimel Amun Aleph, and Rabbeinu Tam says, in Echanami, Shmuel said it, Alib Dur Shimon, Velele, Sfirele, he holds Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Chayiv, that which he said, Potter Mutter is going according to Shimon. That's all fine and dandy for Shmuel, but according to Rambam, that's not a terrorist, because Rambam paskins both of them Malach L'Maisa. Rambam paskins that Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Chayiv in Aleph Zayin, and he paskins in Yud Chofei, that you're allowed to be Tzad Nochish, Shlo Yishachenu. How does that work? If you hold Malach Hashem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Chayiv, there should be no heter. So if you look at the Rav Magid gives a teretz. Rav Magid says that according to the Rambam,
It's mutter, pater mutter, not because mokshin is lugufo. It's pater mutter because it's misasik. It's misasik, and therefore, since it's misasik, we know that misasik is mutter on Shabbos. What does it mean it's misasik? L'chur is being same on the lashon of the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah in Idya says, im misasik bo yishalei yishacheno. Pater. It's mufurish. Im misasik bo yishalei yishacheno. Vice versa, the head is alta pater misasik. However, like every good Rambam, it's shver. We have two questions that you have to answer. The first question on the Shver Rambam is, what's Pshat in the Rambam? Where's the Makor? What's Pshat in the Rambam? The second is, fine, you have a Pshat in the Rambam. What do you do with the Gemara that does not that way? Fine, we have a Pshat, we have a Raya, we have Makor from the Mishnah, the Mashmoit, the Mishnah is that the Ptur is Alt Masasik. But the Gemara state lehed Yom Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, that the reason why you had to be son Nachash is because it's a Malach Sheni Sechel Gufa, and according to Rav Shimon, it's Pater Mutter, it's Pater, and Malcolm and Tekel, it goes. Very good that you have another Teres in the Rambam. What do you do with the Gemara? So l'chur the terrace is that in a chanami, like the Rav Maga seems to say, that the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis never said lehedya that it has to be according to Rav Shimon. The Gemara said that we have a p'tur of Malach Hashem Tzich L'gufa b'mokim hezek or mokim tzar ik demas nilo on tzar nochash ik demas nilo mapes murso ik demas nilo on macha. So you could say that all the Lashoners are being chalik on each other and you don't have to hold them, and halacha l'maaseh, the Rambam doesn't pass and then it's going on that case of tzar nochash. Tzar nochash mutar chalik b'yehud. But the reason why it's butter is mutter is because you are misasik. For those who want to see, the Be'er Halacha gives a different reason. In the Chanami, he says just kipshuta. He says the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that says that Malach Hashem, that it's only going according to Rav Shimon was not because the halacha that it's mutter to be tzad nachash shleish achenu, rather from the first part of it, that it says im the refu is chayif. Im the refu is chayif. That was the Gemara was medayik from. Okay. Reb Chaim. One second before we get to Reb Chaim. What's the pshat? What does it mean that you're being misasik? Why is what's misasik about this? This is the classic Malach Hashem Tzich L'gufa. You're being tzad on nachash, not for the reason of catching the nachash. Rather, they shouldn't bite you. That's chayfer guma v'intzar chalafara. What's misasik about this? So, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why it's misasik is because it's fakir to m'maisa teidu. It's not just like tzad. You're not doing a fakir to maisa. I'm not doing a fakir to a maisa binyan when I only need the offer. It's not like I'm trying not to have a maisa binyan. I'm trying to do a fakir to maisa teda. I don't want it in my rishus. What's the whole maisa teda? Being machmir something into your rishus. Here, I'm trying to get it out of my rishus. I want to stay as far away from my rishus as possible. Teda ikir kavanasi la tzudil rishusai. Ubikan ikir kavanasi la archikoi. Vavahepich mamash mi teda. It's fakir to malacha. When it's chayfer guma yitzal ha'afara, I want to make a guma, not for the guma purpose, to get offer. But over here, I don't want to make a guma. Fakir, I don't want to have a tzedo. I want to get it away from me. I don't want to have it in my rishos. Memelo, that's considered masasik. Yesh line, if that's shan in the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says you have to be mechaven lehedyo, even if mistoma. We understand that your ma'aseh tzedo is that the animal shouldn't be mazik you. If you don't have kavana lehedi for that, then it's going to be a malach hasheni tzich l'gufo. It has to be that you have kavana lehedi that it shouldn't be mazik. Is that what he means? Because when you have kavana lehedi, therefore I'm doing something, I'm showing that I want to fakir from the ma'aseh malacha, and therefore that's considered a misasik. Not clear, kemzai. But l'chur, according to this, what's the lashon of misasik? Misasik, we always know, is that you're generally, misasik comes out according to the Be'er Halacha. We always know misasik is that you're not being mechaven. Here says the Be'er Halacha, you want to have a heter misasik? You have to, yes, be mechaven. Be mechaven that you're doing it, that not for the ma'aseh tzedo. Hence, that's kufa what the pshat of misasik is. Misasik is always that you'll be misasik b'davar acher. I'm being misasik in something else, and I'm not trying to do the ma'aseh tzedo. I'm not trying to do a ma'aseh tzedo b'chlal. I'm trying to do a ma'aseh harchoko. Mamelo, that's considered misasik. L'chura, it comes out according to this Rambam. And the way that the Mishnah Berurah is masber in the Be'er Halacha, that this halacha is not miyuchad at all to nechashim v'akravim. Anytime that you want to get any animal away from you, then in a chanami lechur it should be mutter. If it's a mosquito that the mechaber says lahed, you have no heter. According to the Rambam, lechur it's going to be mutter. If the reason is that you don't want it to bite you, then it's a misasik. I want to get it away from me. I don't want it. There's no makan to be mechalik between a nachash which gives a terrible bite and a mosquito which gives a little bit of a pinch. There's no makan to be mechalik. According to the mechaber,
Mechaber is mechalik. Why? Because mechaber says the reason why it's mutter is because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But mokum tzar, mokum hezek legazu. Hezek means injury. When a snake bites or a scorpion bites, that can cause like an injury, similar to an injury. But mokum tzar legazu. However, when a mosquito bites, it's not so painful. It's not a hezek. It's a tzar. It's mamela, unless it's a mamish on your skin biting you or on your skin close to biting you, we're not going to mutter it. Why? Because we never mutter something that might come to a massive of tzar. It's going to come to matzav of a hezek, of an injury that we matter. But according to the Rambam, that's not the reason why it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because you're not doing a ma'aseh tzedek b'chlal. So what's the difference if it's a nachash, if it's an akrav, or if it's a mosquito or a parish? Any of them should be mutter. That's your kavanah. Halacha l'ma'aseh, we do not find that the Mishnah Berurah was semich on this Rambam. We do not find that he was semich on this Rambam. In Hilchos Berurah, he's metzadid in the bir halacha. He throws it in as a sniff to be matter with two other kulas. He throws it in as a sniff to be makel, taking your coat out from under a pile of coats. However, to be semich on it straight up, we do not find that the Mishnah Berurah is makel. Mamela, to be tzad a mosquito that it shouldn't bite, would be usher according to the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get to the bees is sif yud. Bezer Hashem. And we'll get to that in sif yud Bezer Hashem. It's just later on.
It's much like an argument.
If it's mutter, it's on you, yes. If it's mutter, it's on you. That's the nitush, that's the meskino. Now, Reb Chaim has a different pshat in the Rambam. The Reb Chaim is, most of the Reb Chaim is really just being, it's a big, sorry for the guest, but he's just being miyased that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, that psikresh lo yinichale is mutter lechatchila. Zokter, when you're tzad nachash le zakeno, that's a psikresh lo yinichale. It's a davar shenu meskavin. I have a psik ratio, but psik ratio le'nichle, I have no interest in the tzedek b'chlal. I just don't want that, it should bite me. Psik ratio le'nichle is mutter lechatchila. So you want to know the reason why it's mutter? Is because of psik ratio le'nichle. L'chura, it's niflif, that's pshat in the Rambam, because come to us, the Aruch is not a shiti yichida anymore. We have a Rambam that holds that way. Psik ratio le'nichle is mutter lechatchila. The problem is, how can you consider this a psik ratio le'nichle? This is not psik ratio le'nichle, this is a malacha shenu legufa. I went ahead and I did a ma'aseh tzedek. Why did I do the ma'aseh tzedek? I did a ma'aseh tzedek that it shouldn't bite me. That is what we call malacha shenu legufa. If you want to say that, that's not considered, it's fakir, that's a misasik, that's a Rav Magid teretz. He's coming with a head to be chiluk on the Rav Magid. He says, I don't understand the question in the first place. This is a psik ratio le'nichle. Psik ratio le'nichle is mutlach atchil. It's not psik ratio le'nichle. Psik ratio le'nichle is when I'm doing a different ma'aseh, I'm dragging a bench, and it might cause a chritz. So if it causes it's a psikresh that causes a chritz, then it's going to be aser. If it's le'nichalei, then it's mutter according to the Aruch. That's not what I'm doing. But here, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing my tzedek. So this is a little bit of something that I had a little bit of a trouble with. And we'll try to be masber a little bit. Maybe we'll understand the Rambam with this. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you have a bird that flies into your house, to close, if it's cold in the house, and you want to close the window, then since it's a psikresh, to trap the bird, therefore it's aser. Why is it a psik ratio? It's a malacha shenu tzricha legufa. What's a ma'aseh tzedek? Ma'aseh tzedek is closing the door. That is the ma'aseh tzedek. So why are you saying that it's a psik ratio? It's a malacha shenu tzricha legufa. L'chur, the pshat is because closing a door be'etzem is not a ma'aseh tzedek. It only turns into a ma'aseh tzedek when there's a bird inside your house. So therefore, you can't say that this is mamish. When you dig a pit, then that's be'etzem a ma'aseh tzedek. That's be'etzem a ma'aseh of binyan. When you're kavanas for something else, so we consider malacha shenu tzricha legufa. Over here, closing the door is not be'etzem ma'aseh tzedek. If there's an animal inside, then you consider ma'aseh tzedek. Where you're only closing the door because it's freezing cold in your house, and it ground a trap something, that we look at, you're being totally oisik in A, and B, that happens afterwards, is considered psik ratio, it's not a malacha shenu tzricha legufa. Malacha shenu tzricha legufa means I'm being oisik in the malacha. You're not being oisik in the malacha b'chlal. I'm being oisik in closing the door, it shouldn't be cold. But mainly could say that that's pshat in the Rambam, maybe. The Rambam, aldera is in the Rambam. Zichr, it's more of a chiddush. Because I'm now mamish being oisik in trapping the animal. I'm tying this lashon. I'm tying the scorpion on a leash. I'm putting him on a leash. But nevertheless, since my whole kavana is that he shouldn't bite me, so my whole iskus is not a ma'aseh tzedek. I'm being oisik in that he shouldn't bite me. Since I'm being oisik in that he shouldn't bite me, so my main that which happens afterwards that is nitzer, that's already considered a different ma'aseh. That's not considered. That's obsigration. That's not considered the ma'aseh I'm being oisik in. I'm being oisik in something else. I'm being oisik in that he shouldn't bite me. But meila, we don't reckon that to be considered a ma'aseh tzedek. Now zikr, it's not exactly the case of the bir halacha. The Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is talking about that I was doing something which is not be'etzem ma'aseh tzedek. I'm not being oisik in the animal b'chlal. I'm closing the window, and here I'm being oisik in the animal. Nevertheless, the Rambam seems, according to the Merchaim, that seems to be considered a psik ratio. Be'etzem artmiya is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish artmiya is on Merchaim. that lechur is not a pesek reishis, lechur she'en tzil l'gufa. But that's how Reb Chaim learns the Rambam. And that's considered a pesek reishis l'nichalei, and mameila, that's motzei lechatchila. L'alacha l'maisa, it seems that probably the Mechaber did not go that way, because the Mechaber will see, Be'ez Hashem, when you get to Dosh, hopefully not too long, that the Mechaber wasn't so nichalei to be semech on the Aruch, and he didn't go like this Reb Chaim, that the Das Rambam is the pesek reishis l'nichalei is motzei. Sif Ches. Shmoy neshot amar v'atero, asadon chayev, v'achoyvel behen, afo bish liyotz miyamdam, el anitzu tachat zeor, chayev. Somebody that's chayev on the Shmoy neshot him, or chayev on his friend, he is chayev. What is the shir chavala? So it really depends on what the isr chavala is. We have three machlekes rishenim, what the isr chavala is. Is the isr chavala the tilos neshama, like Teishmas is noita? Is it tzeveya, which Rashi brings such a tzad? Or is it mefarek, like the Rambam says? If you learn that it's mefarek, then the shir is tigre geris. If you learn it's tzeveya, then the shir of Eitoz Dam is kemole hasit of a chut. Dalat tzvach, question exactly how long. If you learn that it's nitiyos neshama, then it's a mashum. One drop of blood is already an iser d'oraisa of choyv l'nitiyos neshama. The shir is farvot. Why is that the shir? What do you do with one drop of dam? Hadam hu nefesh. That means mali katal kula, mali katal palga. What if he took out all his dam? He took out a little bit of his dam. But why is it mali katal kula, mali katal palga? Because somehow you're makhlish the person, the animal. If you extract one drop of dam, how have you been makhlish him? There's one every drop of person makhlish, a certain amount of dam that he loses, he's khalish. He, after somebody donates blood, he's weak. You're not allowed to get up. You have to eat something first. The Savior, you gave a pint. You gave, I don't know, half a liter, whatever you gave. But when somebody extracts one drop of dam, how much was he? Misvara would have thought to say that it's only Revi'ah's dam. Revi'ah's dam is the amount of dam that a person can live on, before in the Gemara. But really, that's considered a lash of chiyus. Anyhow, even one drop of dam is a chavala. Therefore, one has to be careful if somebody hits somebody or an animal or something on Shabbat. You have to be extra careful. It's a psikration that he's going to make any black and blue mark or cause any amount of dam to get out. That is a issur d'oraisa of chaval. Now, extracting a tooth on Shabbos, that's a shaila over here, whether or not it's a problem. If somebody's tooth is bothering them, they're extracting it to alleviate the pain, then he's metzadig, according to the Magen Avraham, that's issur d'oraisa. Kachal the Magen Avraham. However, the Maamar Mordechai says that it's only issur, and there's no chatos, because you have no interest in the dam b'chlal. You have to understand, when do we ever say, when is it considered a melacha tzrich l'gufa, when is melacha she'en tzrich l'gufa? Generally, you never need the dam. Any chaval, you never really need the dam. Unless you want to see the dam. You want to see, like the Be'er Halacha says from the Marashal, when somebody hits somebody else, he wants to see the blood come out. Then it's a melacha tzrich l'gufa. But for Pashtas, any case of chaval, really, you're not, it's not really generally going to be a melacha tzrich l'gufa. With regard to extracting a tooth on Shabbos, pulling out a tooth on Shabbos, klapi gezes, some of the Elam asked, the passage is that by gezes is dafka something which is like hair, or it grows and people cut off, and the derech is to take it off like that. However, something which is an appendage to the guf. This is also not mamish part of the guf, but it's kavua in the guf, and therefore, l'chura would not be shayach gezes. So the Aruch Shabbos also in one of his auras and gezes and tali like that. And l'chura the passage wouldn't be shayach gezes by a tooth. What's with a baby tooth? Maybe that is meant to come out. Also, l'chura, it's only meant to come out when it's finished. It's not something which is meant to come out be'etzem yesh la'ayin, whether or not over there that's considered a ma'isa of goizness. It doesn't generally come out. It's not like hair or nails, things like that. And therefore, yesh la'ayin, whether or not it's shaykh to the parsha of goizness. Different from medalval uber? Medalval uber is a big chiddush to say that that's considered ma'isa of goizness. According to Tosfos, but most rishonim hold that it's not. Most rishonim hold that it's also considered shama, it's not as goizness. In a chanami, if you want to say medalval uber, then, even if you want to see medallah over, maybe a tooth of a baby tooth would be like that because it's meant to come out. As opposed to an adult's tooth is never meant to come out, even if after 70 years it might come out, but it's not meant to come out, as opposed to uber, which is meant to, and therefore the matzah is the same way that the Shittim Gubetza says in Ksubis that arla maybe is considered gezes because it's meant to come off, so to this also. But generally, adult tooth is not meant to come out. Now, scratching, somebody has some sort of boil or some sort of scab and he wants to scratch it on Shabbos. If it's a psikratio, the dam is going to come out. then in a hanami it is aser. However, if he's just popping it, popping the blister, the boil, whatever it is, then there is no problem, even if blood comes out. And in Shin Chof Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is mechalek between the two cases. He says, "Aser lochuch shchin shayideh." This is Halacha. He brings down an hour siman also, but he says you're not allowed to scratch a shchin, which is either a blister or a scab. Shayideh chichuch moitzi dam shenivla babaser, because by scratching it, you're taking out dam, which is nivla inside the skin. It's not similar to the case where you're popping a blister and there's blood inside and pus inside. Because there, it's just sitting inside. It's konus inside. It's not mamish absorbed inside the body. So if you have something which is inside, scratch in an oifen where it's going to come out of the actual skin, that is asur. If there's a boil and you're popping it and the dam is going to come out, that is mutter. The Mechaber continues, Shar Shrotim, Einoi Chayev HaChoyol Behen, Elim Kein, Yotzmi Handam, V'atzodon L'tzer Rechayev, Shle L'tzer Chastam Pater, Pater Avalotzer, L'Ranam Chayev. Shar Shkotim, Shar Shrotim, he says, you're Chayev only if you're Tzodom L'tzer. Now Shar Shrotim, what are we talking about? Bemini Nitzer, or Imemini Nitzer? Is it going like Rameir that holds your Chayev even by Imemini Nitzer? Or is it going according to Rabban that holds it talking about Bemini Nitzer? Mavur and Siv Gimel, the Mechaber Paskins, that if aim b'mina nitzer, you're not chayiv. So here it has to be talking about, Shar Shrotim has to be talking about that it is b'mina nitzer. It's not exactly clear what Shrotim we're talking about that are b'mina nitzer, because the standard Sheret, the Ram says, which is not one of the Shmoyne Shrotim, is the reason why it's other is because it shouldn't make hezek. So what makes it b'mina nitzer? Why isn't it considered b'mina nitzer if it's the type of animal which makes a lot of hezek? Maybe it's considered b'mina nitzer because everybody captures it that it shouldn't be hezek. That's a big chiddush. Either way, standard shkotim or masim lecher are not are bizmanir to aim b'mina nitzer. There are some types of worms and beetles and other things that they use for Gatorade and for shellac and other things, and therefore they are maybe considered b'mina nitzer. They used to use it for Gatorade and as a hechsher. However, the standard animals aim b'mina nitzer, it wouldn't be their eyes, it would only be their abanim. One other case that tzadim l'sach l'shalei l'tzer choystam shalei l'tzer says the Mishnah Berurah kigoyin l'sachik v'ki agav n'potter. What's l'sachik mean? Does l'sachik mean that you should be able to play with it in your house? If that's the case, l'cher that's a melacha tzrich l'gufa. That's not shalei l'tzer. That's you want a tzrich. You have a tzrich to use the animal. You want to use it as a pet. What's shalei l'tzer about it? Says the Chazanish. That's not pshat over here. When the Rambam says kigoyin l'sachik, he's referring to such a case of where you're hunting, where you're trapping l'sachik. That the game is to trap it and to let it go free. L'sachik, that's what you enjoy. You're trapping it, so therefore you have no interest in really keeping the animal afterwards. Therefore, it's melacha she'ena tzrich l'gufa. Sif tes parush hanik barugus b'loshen ariv also l'tzodim kinu al b'sori v'oiksev also l'harvay. This is not like a nachash v'akrav. You're not allowed to trap it unless it's mamish on your skin. Or it's about to bite, it's biting. The lashon of the Mechaber sounds like it has to be dafka biting. Voitzoi, it has to be that it's mamish biting you. We saw in the Taz that if it's on your skin, yesh mekilin gam kishua chalukum yibifnim litli biyodel ashlichle yipinavadei kitzo. He says, if it's possible, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should be machmer unless it's mamish biting, then you're able to pick it up, even do my satseda, and throw it out. What is the parish? Loosely translated as a flea, I've seen it. But it can't be a flea, because as far as I know, fleas don't bite. So, fleas do bite? I thought fleas don't bite. Either way, I think they do. I guess fleas do bite. So, loosely translated as a flea, maybe it's a flea. Whether it's a flea or not, certainly it has the same din, a parish has the same din as a yitush, which is a mosquito, and those are certainly found by us, and we know what it is. Therefore, mosquitoes also give a little bit of an akitza, and they have all the halachas that a parish has, so everything that we talk about in the sif is nagia to a mosquito. Now, it's mutter if it's biting you to take it off, to throw it out. We asked on the sheet, are you allowed to throw it into the, you're allowed to pick it up? Yes, you're allowed to pick it up. It's not a problem of muktzah, it's not a problem of seda. However, to throw it out into the toilet, and if that would kill it, then you were not allowed to do it. You were not allowed to throw it into the toilet. Or into any bucket of water. If it's not a segregation, if your kavanah is to kill it, it doesn't make a difference. Therefore, it would still be aser. La'asr la'harga, says the mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody that kills it is chayiv, just like if he kills a curry gomel, like the Gemara says. And the Bir Halacha says, he points out that tzafka when you have an interest in the dead animal, the dead mosquito. The Shaila is, when would you have an interest b'chlal in a dead mosquito? How is it shaykh b'chlal to have a melacha tzrich l'gufa? When do you need the dead mosquito or the dead flea? So I just want to be mitzayin of Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz on the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. This is the most interesting Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. Rav Nachman tells his daughters, we have machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're not allowed to kill a kino on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says it's aser, Beis Hillel says it's mutter to kill kino on Shabbos. Says Rav Nachman, and there's all different amirim, who do they hold like? Some say it's mutter, some say it's aser, it's a shaila whether it's Shabbos. Comes Rav Nachman at the end of the day, and he tells his daughters, Omer Rav Nachman Levante, Rav Nachman tells his daughters, kill them, and when you kill them, his lashon is, Omer Rav Nachman Levante, keterlu, kill the kinim, vashmi inen li kol desanvasi, and let me hear the voice, the snap of the kino of my enemies when you go ahead and kill it. What was Rav Nachman saying? Kill it and let me hear it dead. Let me hear it die. What was he doing? What was Rav Nachman saying? Says Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in his agoris in the back. He says that he was telling them to do it derech nekama. When there's a kina there and it's bothering you, kill it derech nekama. Because when you kill it derech nekama, you bit me, I'm going to kill you. Then it's a malacha tzrich legufa. I want you dead. I need to see you dead. That's a malacha tzrich legufa. And mainly, he wanted to say, he told him lehedi to do that to show that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that it's mutter lechatchila on Shabbos. If it would be Stam say killing a kina, it's a malacha shenitzik legufa. What's the big kiddush? It's only derabanan. However, over here, he wants to say, no, let me hear them snap. Let me hear them die. That way, it will be malacha tzrich legufa when you do it derech nekama, and therefore going to be chayiv. Come to us. You want to know, how do we ever have a case of mosquito that you're killing mosquitoes malacha tzrich legufa? A lot of times. Every time that they think, I'm going to get him, he bit my kid, I'm going to get him. You were running after him for 15 minutes to try to get that guy dead. That's nakama. That's malachat zrich lekufa. According to Moshe Horowitz and the Hanami, you're going to be chayv in such a case. Now, this is only, like we said, it's only if this heter of tzeda zafka, because it's biting. If it's not biting, then we do not have the heter of tzeda. Only by nechoshim akravim do we have where it's mamash a hezek. It's like an injury if it bites. There we matter it if it's far away from you. As opposed to mosquito, we do not matter it. Now, with regard to killing kinim, that's the hemshech. Avokina mutter lahargoy. Akina, it is mutter lahargoy. There's a question whether or not, if you're trying to take them out of the hair, if you're not trying to get them out of the hair, later. The question is, does that apply bizmaninu? Why? Because it's already from hundreds of years ago, it seems that the Paiskim are dining with regard to this Matthias. Seems that the scientists have proved, possibly, that all kinim reproduce. So the Gemara says the reason why it's mutter is because it's not part of a rovo, and we know that they are part of a rovo. How do you talk? So what do we have to say? Zichr Chazal weren't wrong. So either the simplest answer is that our kinim are not the Chazal's kinim. And if that's the case, then you have no heter. Come to us, the whole heter is after those the Chazal, and our kinim are not those kinim. Now this kol minei, that's how the Pachim is. Not Rav Hutner, was Noite, and that's how the Rosh Shabbos brings down King Shemanu B'Shim Rabbi Yashiv. They do Takamachmer, that one should not kill Kinim on Shabbos for this reason, that there's a Chash, because Ken Zion the Kinim are not our Kinim. They seem to be part of Rava. However, there those that say no, that Chazal said Kinim, and nobody changed Kinim, and Pasha's Kinim was the same thing that Kinim was now as it was 2,000 years ago. And if Chazal said that it's not considered Tzedah, it's not considered. It's not part of Rava, then it's not part of Rava. There are all different types of answers given as to why, even though it seems that it is part of Rava, then it's still mutter, either because who says that all of them are part of Rava, and even though you know some of them are not, maybe because you can't see it or you don't know, all different types of answers why it shouldn't be mutter. And that's how Rosh Hashanah is Nemzon, and that's how many of the Paiskim are Seisim, that it is mutter lechatchila to go ahead and kill Kinim Afilu Bizman Hazeh to because they're not part of Rav. Now, agav, this din of parva lichatchila, it's kedai not to get yourself into shayla. If you could take out the kin without killing it, don't do it in a matzav of sikrisha. Take it out without killing it in a chanami. Then lachera, matzav manon, you have the best oifin without getting into the shayla bichlal. Now, this din of parva Rava is is not a sibo. The reason why it's parv rava is a simin. It's a simin that something which is not parv rava doesn't have so much chiyus, even though it's moving and it walks and it talks. Nevertheless, it's not considered as it has chiyus. There's a lot of things that move around that don't have chiyus, like the Venus flytrap also moves around and it doesn't have any chiyus inside. There's the morning glories that open up every morning, the type of flowers. That just because it moves doesn't mean that it has chiyus. Therefore, even though the skin is moves around and walks around, it doesn't have the chiyus which is needed, which is forbidden to kill al sadin of Nitzilas Neshama. However, there are certain things which are paravarava, are not paravarava, and are going to be also like the parish. Parish, it comes from the offer, like the Rambam says, and nevertheless, the Zeran, it has chiyus kilo as if it's paravarava. Kilo as if it's paravarava, and therefore, it would be usher to kill the parish on Shabbos. Now, with regard to taking out pinworms on Shabbos that are found in the Piyat Habas, often by little children, that I saw the Aruch Shabbos once a time that the Chorah we could be Mekel, since it's a big tzar for kids, and the Pashtus is that these are considered bugs that were Nishavim Min HaGlolim, and therefore they have the din of Nishavim Min HaGlolim, because that's generally where they're found, and therefore they're only us, the Rambam says they're only us, they're Midar Abanan, and it's Im B'Midar Nitzayid. Therefore, certainly taking them out would not be a problem, outside. And Ken Zayin, even killing them, if Shein Yisrael Gossam Midar Abanan, he says killing them is also L'chor, it's only M'lach Shein Yisrael Gufa, and the Tzedah is only their Abanan, so B'Makom Tzar, certainly Tzedah, which is to their Abanans, B'Makom Tzar, certainly Rebbe Meikel, Ken Zayin, even Hariga, killing them, would not be a problem on Shabbos, but Mokhaim Tzar. And we give a bracha that no one should be down on Shabbos.
Amen.